This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to grow a deeper, more vibrant prayer life with the amazing 40 Days of Prayer DVD study with workbook. This six-part study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or for use with your small group. And you can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called, Do You Really Want to Grow Up?
All right, here's the third law of spiritual growth. We grow when we develop spiritual habits. We grow when we develop spiritual habits. I cannot overestimate with you the importance of you building good habits in your life. If you build good habits in your life, you're going to have good character. And if you have good character, you're going to have a great destiny. Your habits determine what you are, and what you are determines where you go in life. Your character is the sum total of your habits. Now, you can't say, for instance, I'm a kind person. I have the character quality of kindness, unless you're always kind, unless it's habitual to you. It's your habit to be kind. If you're only kind 25% of the time, you're not a kind person. If you say, well, I have integrity, I'm honest. If you're only honest 25% of the time, you don't have integrity. Integrity means you are habitually honest. You are habitually doing the right thing. If I were to say to my wife, honey, I'll be faithful to you 28 days of the month. Partial faithfulness is unfaithfulness. Partial obedience is disobedience. I can't say I'm a faithful husband if I'm faithful most of the time. No. It has to become a habit in your life. Now, there are lots of habits you need to grow in your spiritual life. There are dozens of them. But in this next 40 days, we're going to focus on four specific habits. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, I want you to notice some scripture. How do you develop habits? Well, you develop them by repetition and by practice. John chapter 13, verse 17, Jesus says this, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you what? Circle that. Practice them. If you do them, you practice them. You don't get God's blessing for knowing the right thing to do. You get God's blessing for doing the right thing, for practicing the right thing, and for making it a habit in your life. And the way you build any habit in your life is two ways, through repetition and through practice. You often wonder, why is our spiritual growth campaign 40 days or 50 days? Sometimes we do 40 days of prayer, 40 days of purpose, 40 days of community, 40 days of peace, 40 days of love. We've done 50 days of faith. We've done 50 days of transformation. And we usually do 40 or 50 days. Why? I'll tell you why. Study after study shows it takes 6 weeks for you to develop a new habit. 6 weeks. You have to do something every day. This is whether it's exercise, diet, or a spiritual habit or anything else. You got to do it every day for 6 weeks before it actually becomes a habit in your life. It takes about 3 weeks to become comfortable with something. It takes another 3 weeks for it actually to get ingrained in your life. Now, for instance, I don't have to tell you this, you know that to read the Bible a little bit every day and pray is a good idea, that it would actually make you stronger spiritually. But you don't have a daily time with God, and the reason why is you've never gone 6 weeks without missing. It's not a habit in your life. Here's what most of you do. You read the Bible and you pray for a day or two, and then you miss a day. And then you read your Bible for a day and you miss 2 days. Then you read your Bible for 3 days in a row in prayer, and then you miss a week. And then maybe you miss a month. Well, you're not developing the habit. because you got to do it every day for 6 weeks. Doing it that way, it's like rolling up a ball of string and dropping it, rolling up a ball of string and dropping it, rolling up a ball of string and dropping it. You keep undoing everything you're doing every time you miss it. So what we want to do is try to develop some habits in your life that you'll use the rest of your life that will help you grow and be strong. We want to develop in the next 40 days. And if you'll do it every day for 40 days, it'll become part of your lifestyle. Some of you had habits in the past. You dropped them off. This is a time to go back to what God wants to do. He says, now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you practice them. What happens when you practice good habits, spiritual habits? You grow. Look at the next verse. Hebrews 5, chapter 5, verse 14. Solid food is for mature people. Now, you know what I'm talking about here. Babies eat Gerber Pablum. They eat baby food. When you're mature, you get to eat a steak. A baby can't eat a steak. It's not mature enough to eat a steak. He says, solid food is for mature people whose minds, notice this, have been trained by practice. That's called habit. Whose minds have been trained by practice to know the difference between good and evil. One of the reasons you have a lot of problems in your life is you often make bad decisions because you don't know which thing to do. Do I do this or this? Is this right or is that right? Is this wrong or is that wrong? Is this good or is that evil? And you don't know. How do you make wise decisions? You become spiritually mature. Then you know the difference. Don't do that. You know, treasury agents in America, when the United States government wants to teach treasury agents how to identify counterfeit bills, they don't give them counterfeits to study. In fact, they never will ever show an agent a counterfeit bill. They give them the real deal, a real $100 bill, real $50 bill, and they say, study this, look at it, memorize it, meditate on it, think about it, immerse your life in it, know it backwards and forwards, memorize what it looks like. And when you know the real deal, when they see a counterfeit, oh, that's counterfeit. See, I don't know, I can tell in a second, it's counterfeit. Why? Because I know the real deal. Well, what about that? Well, that's counterfeit too. How do you know? Because I know the real deal. The problem why a lot of Christians get bylined and sidelined is because they don't know the real deal. So they go, well, maybe that's okay. We'll just go do that. Maybe that's okay to believe that. That's okay. Because they don't know the real deal. And so people sell them counterfeit ideas and counterfeit thoughts all the time. And they don't know the difference. Why? They're not mature. How do you get mature? Habits. Solid food for the mature whose minds have been trained by practice. You do it over and over. Repetition and practice. Nobody gets to the Olympics on, I just hope to get there someday. You have to set up habits and be disciplined and doing it. You know, friends, over my life, I've met a lot of very successful people and I've met a lot of very unsuccessful people. And I'll tell you this, the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is simply this. Successful people put the time and energy into developing habits and disciplines that unsuccessful people are unwilling to develop. These people are not willing to pay the price. Successful people are just normal people who decide to develop good habits that take them for the rest of their life. You determine your habits and your habits determine you. And these people over here, I don't know if I'm going to do that. And the same is true in your spiritual life. You know, yesterday I read about Tom Brady, most successful NFL quarterback in history. He's also the oldest player right now. He's the oldest player in the NFL, and he's the best. How in the world does Tom Brady stay the best in the entire NFL? He has team members on his team that weren't born when he started playing football. How did he get to be so good? And it had a list of all of Tom Brady's habits that he does every single day with extreme discipline that other people are not willing to do. Everything, the first thing he gets up in the morning, he drinks 20 ounces of water right off the bat. And there's a whole list of all the things he does to stay in peak mental, physical, emotional shape. He's willing to pay the price. He's developed the habits and they have paid off for him, and other people aren't willing to develop those habits. So he's still around being the best, even though he's the oldest at all that's going on. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25. All athletes train hard and practice to get better. Now, they do it to win a prize that won't last, but we practice to win a prize that will last forever in eternity. The habits you build in your spiritual life are going to have payoff forever and ever and ever and ever in eternity. Now, there are a lot of habits we could teach you, but during 40 days of prayer, we're going to focus on these four that are there on your outline. First, the habit of weekly large group worship. That's what we're doing right now. Then the habit of small group fellowship. Then the habit of a daily time alone with God, where you pray a little bit and you talk to God and you read the Bible, let him talk to you. Now notice, it's large group, small group, and personal. That's three different kinds of habits. And then the habit of memorizing God's word. These four will change your life more than almost any other thing in your life. Now, these first two, large group worship and small group fellowship, where did we get that idea? From the Bible. It's the way all the churches in the Bible were organized. Let me show you. Look up here on the screen. This is the first church. It was in Jerusalem, and these are the first Christians. And here's how they organized themselves. Every day, the believers had the habit, notice there's that word, and it's a lot of meeting together, not just in Sundays, but they met, different groups met during the week. Every day the believers had the habit of meeting together in the temple courts, that's what we're doing here, large group worship, and also in their homes, that's small group fellowship. There are things we can do here we can't do in a small group. But there's things we can do in a small group we can't do here. We can't pray for your needs. You can't say, I've had a tough week. You can't say, I need help for this. You can't ask a question. There are a lot of things you can do in a small group you cannot do in a large group. So you need them both. They ate together, and they celebrated with happy and thankful hearts. So they're partying. They're having a good party. They praised God, and the whole community, this isn't talking about the church, it's talking about the community around the church, the whole community liked what they saw in these people. And as a result, the Lord added to their groups daily as their neighbors were being saved. If there was any one verse in the Bible I would want to be true about Saddleback Church, it's that verse. I would like people go, look at those people over there. They seem to be a little less stressed than we are. They seem to have a little bit more purpose in their life than we are. They've got the exact same problems that all of us do, but they seem to handle them a little bit better. They got some maturity in them. They're not blown around. They're not emotionally and manipulated by moods. They're not driven by their feelings. And they seem to be more stable, less stressed, even though they got the same problems we do. And they go, I want to go check that out. And the church grows, and your neighbors come to know the Lord, and they accept Christ because they see the difference in your life. That's my prayer for our church, too, that we would do that. So to be a strong believer, you need both weekend worship and during the week, small group. You need both. Both are important for spiritual muscle. Then the other two habits are a daily time alone with God, where you read the Bible a little bit and you pray, and a habit of memorizing God's word. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you say yes to this. How many of you at the end of your life would like people to be able to say about you, she lived or he lived a successful life? Yeah. Okay, hopefully that's all of us, because I don't want you to be a failure. I certainly want you to be a success. As your coach, as your pastor, spiritual coach, I want you to succeed. It's my job to help you succeed in every area of your life, in your finances, in your relationships, your marriage, your career, your health, to be successful in every area. All right? In the Bible, there's only one place in the Bible where God promises and guarantees success. Would you be interested in that verse? Yeah? Okay, let me put it on the screen. It's Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And here's what God says is the key to prosperity and success in life. Always remember what is written in this book. He's talking about the Bible. So you need to remember it. Read it. And think about it. Now, that's the hand. We got to remember it, we got to read it, and we got to reflect on it. Hear it, study it, memorize it, read it. He says, if you remember what's written, you memorize some verses in the Bible, and you read it, And you reflect on it, you think about it every day, and then you be sure to obey it. That's the apply. Be sure to obey everything that's written in. If you do this, you will be prosperous and successful in your life. Okay, you think God's lying? Think God's just teasing you? You think God's just making this up? No. God says, you want to be prosperous, you want to be successful? Well, you're not doing what will be the key to it. This is the owner's manual for life. And if you do this, you'll make a whole lot fewer mistakes if you read it and study it and memorize it and you get in it. He says, I will promise you, you will succeed in your life. You want to succeed in your business? You need to read it, reflect on it, remember it. You need to do all these habits that we're just talking about.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, while we all experience disappointments, obstacles, and seemingly impossible circumstances in our lives, maybe you need a breakthrough in your marriage, your finances, relationships, or with habits and painful memories that have held you back. You'll get a breakthrough in your life when you seek one, and the way to do this is through prayer. That's why Pastor Rick created the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit. In this life-changing 6-session DVD and workbook study, Pastor Rick helps you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for a breakthrough and how to pray with more confidence and greater faith than ever before. Get the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit today and experience the blessing of answered prayer. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit to say thanks. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
So many of you have written to encourage us here at Daily Hope, and not only me, but our entire staff are encouraged by your notes, your letters, and I'm so grateful for your trust in this ministry. It's your prayers and it's your support that help us tell people around the world about the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the ways I can give back to you is through my free daily devotionals. You can sign up for them. If you're not getting them right now, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And sign up to get the free Daily Hope devotionals. By the way, here's a letter from Holly, who reads the Daily Hope devotionals every day. And she says this, Pastor Rick, I've been receiving your daily devotionals for several weeks, and I've been overwhelmed by how positively my life has been impacted. My faith has been growing greatly these past couple of years, and now it is growing exponentially. People say they notice joy shining from me, and I know it's because my heart is being fed every day. And she writes, my story is one that I rarely tell, but as God has brought me through hell and now is showing me the why I went through it all, and it's beginning to make such perfect sense. She writes, I stand behind you, Pastor Rick, along with thousands of others, holding you up in prayer during those moments that maybe even you have second thoughts. Blessings 1,000-fold. Wow. Thank you, Holly. Holly, everybody needs encouragement, including me, and I especially need your prayers as much as you need encouragement and prayers from others and from God's Word. You know, I'm always so encouraged when I hear about how God is transforming lives. I love these stories. So tell me your story. You can email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me. Tell me your story. And thanks for listening today to Daily Hope. Let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.